Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up?
Hello, what's up?
What's up? What's up?
What's going on? What's going on?
What's going on, everybody in Blog Talk Radio land? How y'all doing? This is Big Red and Brother B. Another episode of The Menu. How y'all be? How y'all doing? Hope all
is
well.
How y'all doing? Everyone. Doing.
Yeah, howdy. Howdy.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Partner.
Howdy there. Yeah, what's going on? What's up? What's going on, Big Red? How y'all doing? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm fine. Relaxing. Chilling. About to turn up. You know it's a special week for me. It's a national week coming up.
Yup. About the government. About to get shut down for real.
That's right.
Big Red birthday. Everything gets shut down.
And we going to open up all the strip clubs.
Yep. Strip clubs and underground liquor spots.
Underground
Big Red
liquor
birthday.
Spot. 24
yep.
hours, 7 days a week.
Yep. That's right. Everybody got a paid day off. Damn that.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Yeah, man.
Wouldn't that
plans?
Be something that you could
plans?
Do that though? That they would do that for a person's birthday. They'd be like, all right, we're gonna shut everything down a whole week.
No, listen, please. It'd be my birthday every day. We're
right.
gonna go back to work. Like, oh, it's my birthday. Well, birthday today and tomorrow and the
and
next
tomorrow.
Week after that. You know, and the next day and the next.
Oh
day.
My God, that's funny.
No, you got plans.
Yeah, just going on. Well, on Saturday I'm going to a little sip and paint. So I'm gonna go do that.
Sip
painting.
And paint.
Yeah,
sip
like
and
painting and you know sipping wine and you know they have music on and they have like a you know like someone helping you. You know they help you. You know they have a particular painting and they you know help you do the painting. So.
That sounds like some freak stuff. You're going to
no,
do something
freaky.
No, it's
not. No,
it
ain't
going to
be nobody naked. So.
How you know? Y'all drinking wine. Listen, you drinking wine and you got paint. That don't mean something might go down. Somebody going to
they might be
paint.
Like, we're going to change it. Change the venue.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Change. Switch. Like,
switch.
No, uh-uh. We were painting bananas. Now we're painting Fruit of the Looms. Like,
Fruit of the Looms.
No, no, no.
They used to
yeah.
Fruit of the Looms.
Paint some real fruit. Yeah, man. You never
oh,
know,
God.
Man. You listen,
oh,
they blame
no,
it on alcohol.
Huh?
Yeah, so blame it on alcohol.
Yeah, blame it on alcohol. I did
blame
it before. I did it the year before last. I made a painting. It was two bunnies and some trees. It's called Winter Something. And my bunnies ended up looking like possums. So.
Oh my God! Well, we know you ain't the man with the afro.
I know.
Little bird.
What was his name?
I forgot
that name.
Bob Ross. Bob Ross.
Yeah, that was his name,
Bob
right?
Ross.
Yeah, Bob Ross. He was so
nice. Yeah.
Nice soothing voice. His whole painting just it was gonna make a nice sunrise.
Yeah.
Maybe he was sipping and painting.
Listen, his butt, you never know. He probably, listen, I wouldn't blame him. That's why he was so quiet. He was so calm.
Mm-hmm.
And cool, you know.
That's right.
Had little sipping. Birds everywhere.
That's right.
You know,
he was sipping and painting.
So check the subliminal. So he's adding birds and trees.
Oh, God.
Yeah, man. That's the man right there.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
What's
so,
up with you, yeah, brother B?
Not much, man. Just trying to take it all in. That's all. Maintain it one day at a time.
Yep, that's how you got to do
day,
it.
You know what I'm saying? One foot before the left. Right foot, left foot.
Right.
I want to try. Yeah, I don't want to do 2 feet at the same time because I might trip.
You don't want to do that.
So, yeah, man, once again, welcome y'all. Another episode of The Menu. Big Red Brother B on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. And you can get us on Facebook. And is that The Menu? Mind you are. Mind your mental. And you can also email us with any comments or any ideas, or if you just want to chop it up, you can throw us the email at The Menu. mindyourmental@gmail.com. That's MINDURMENTAL @gmail.com. Now,
nice.
Let's get it with these topics. Yeah, I know, right? Damn, now take an asthma pump breath.
Uh-oh.
So, all right. Yeah, right. So, let's start with the topic. Sex doll.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Oh, God.
Yo, check this out. I mean, I hear people talking about it. A couple of people in particular, one dude who will remain nameless, who seems to always post a couple of things on Facebook, very negative towards men, always saying something, you know, always on the side of the women, never on the side of the men. And I just find it very interesting. But anyway, yeah, he said something about, you know, dudes talking about sex dolls are going to replace women. And, of course, he made no mention, from what I've noticed, about the male sex dolls. Because they do have male sex dolls.
Mm-hmm. So
I want to go in like this. First of all, I think that's disgusting. I'm not having sex with a damn robot. I'm not having sex with a doll. I'd rather spank my monkey. I'm not sleeping with a damn piece of plastic, rubber, and metal. I'm not sleeping. That's disgusting. Like, you're breaking there's a moral code, and you're breaking it. Like, all right. Why would you do it? Why?
Mm.
Why would you sleep with a doll? But when people want to talk about, you know, the sex doll for men, listen, as far as I know, women have been using vibrators for years.
But that's
so
not a doll.
It's not a
that's
doll,
not a
but
doll.
It's still... Okay, all right, it's not a doll, but still. Y'all been... Listen... You have a machine and your hands. We just have hands and sometimes a sock. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all have dumb little thing with you throw batteries up in there. You throw batteries up
where
in
the
there.
Hell is
and,
wait a
now, listen, that's another story. We ain't even gonna get into that.
Wait, hold
I heard
up.
That somewhere.
I ain't never
nah,
heard of no that. Damn a sock.
Well, you ain't supposed to. You're not a dude. You ain't supposed to hear about that.
Oh.
You're supposed to know about the sock. Well, anyway, too much talk right there. Listen. You can't.
Well, you said the sock.
Listen.
Oh, my God.
Y'all,
wait a minute. Oh, come
I'm not,
on.
I'm not. I, listen, right. I'm not sleeping with no dog. Get over it. Listen, I'm not sleeping with no dog. That's just me. First of all, I don't even see why. I don't see how people allow this to even seep into society. Like, how is this possible? Like, people have been watching too many movies. I don't get
But I want to know what, okay, I want to know how, why is this, like, this is not something new because this has been happening. And I remember seeing some, I don't know what show it was, but they had a show about a dude that was dealing with, that had a doll for a girlfriend or whatever it was. I remember seeing that, but this was like maybe a couple of years ago. So now I don't know if, once again, I don't know if it's social media, you know, social media, because, you know, it's like once something, like I said, once something trends, it's like it blows out of proportion or gets blown out. Because it's like everybody's talking about it. It's like this is not something new. It's like, why is it a big thing now? Like, what's, like, not saying what the problem is, but why is everybody talking about this? Like,
you know,
and just like you said, it's the men, it's the male and the female, you know, toys or robots or whatever the hell it is, concu droids or whatever you want to call them. It's like,
oh my gosh!
It's like everybody's talking about it, and it's just like, my gosh, like, wow! It's like everybody's in like a real uproar about it. It's like it's always some, like, to me, it's always something. But now, with you saying that, okay, like, okay, on the woman's side, like I said, my personal, no, I'm not doing that either. I want human contact. Even though humans get on my nerves, everybody wants that human contact, men and women. You got to have that human contact. Now, maybe in some people's minds, maybe it's to the point where it's like I'm tired of human contact, or maybe I'm tired of humans. And I think it's more of an emotional thing, because feel like to have that touching, you know, hand to hand and, you know, body to body, but then it's a mental thing that goes with it as well. Now, with you saying that us women have had vibrators and dillies and all that other stuff, but once again, that's not a whole, you know, a whole body thing. That's just one part.
This is true.
That's just one part.
But
so
that kinda,
I think
but that
kind of
paves the way. I think that paves the way.
Oh, are you kidding
like
me?
This.
No.
Listen,
No.
You know how many chicks got bobs, and they just be like, I'm cool with bob. I got my bob. I don't need no dude. I don't need this. I got bob. I'm like, huh?
Okay, but
so of course it would take some weirdo. I'm gonna say it's some weirdo to be like,
a weirdo.
If you got Bob, then I'm going to make Jane. And I'm going to make a whole Jane. I'm just going to make a whole person.
Right, but you know that they have, before they made a whole Jane, you know they just had Jane body part. They sell those with it, you just getting Jane's body part.
I just recently heard about it. All that stuff.
I've seen those things where it's just Jane. I think it started from Jane's body part, and then I seen the one where it was Jane's body part and, like, the torso and the breast part. No face, no arms, you know, nothing else. So it developed from the Jane's body part to the other part. Now it's a whole, whole droid.
I just think it's disgusting, and not only is it disgusting, I mean, to each his own, but me personally, I think it's disgusting. One of the things about it that disgusts me, it's like basically you're trying to like diminish human contact. Like you're
right.
Really trying to like it, society is like okaying the fact that you don't have to be in a relationship. Like you no longer have to seek out, you know, human contact. Like you can just go get you a doll and just go chill in the room and watch Netflix and chill. And what I find crazy, listen, Red, picture this. Dude got Jane at home.
Mm-hmm.
Dude got Jane at home. And he starts talking to Jane like Jane is
a
real person. Like, Jane, I'm going to make you some pancakes. Do you want some? Like, what happens if he couldn't afford the package where he has the one that doesn't talk back? So then he has to talk back for her. So it's like, You, Jane, you want extra syrup on your pancakes? Why, sure. I want syrup. Like, you know, you see how it gets crazy?
That's called Psycho.
Yo, you see how it gets
and
crazy?
And I happen
like,
to love that movie. So guess.
Yeah. I'm just, that can get really weird. And then people start to look at, like, real people like, oh, you're disgusting, but not my Jane. Like, really? Like, he won't want to talk to people. He'll just sit there and be like, Jane, these people are so
well,
stupid.
Well, maybe that was
meanwhile,
the problem.
Meanwhile, just a robot just sitting there just looking at every, just looking.
Well, maybe
like,
that
robot
was the problem from
nothing.
The get-go. But maybe that's the problem from the get-go, that maybe that person, man, male, or whatever, is scared to deal with humans because they're scared of rejection. Like, you have to look at that side of it. That's why I said it's a psychological thing, too. They're scared to get rejected. Yeah, I want a real woman, but you know what? If I go up to that woman right now and speak to her and say, hey, how you doing? She's going to reject me because maybe I look a certain way. Maybe I'm not built a certain way or I don't know what kind of guy she like. You have to realize that's what a lot of it is coming from, too, because people are scared of rejection now. They're scared of
so
being
what?
Rejected.
So
okay,
what?
But you can okay,
can't
you can say so what
to
a person. Okay, but
oh,
do a person that has low self-esteem and they are scared of being rejected, you don't know what that feels like because guess what? You have that confidence. If you want to speak to a woman, you can go to a woman, you see a woman, you say, you know, let me strike up a conversation. Maybe they don't know how to – you have some – this is why it's very important as children for them to know how to socialize. You don't know if that person was homeschooled. Maybe they was homeschooled and they stayed home all the time and didn't get socialized with nobody.
Okay.
You see, it's a psychological thing.
Okay, and the psychological thing is you're trying to tell me. Now, I'm walking with you. I'm
mm-hmm.
walking with you.
Okay.
So you're trying to tell me you'd rather go drop $2,000 on a doll, a robot,
mm-hmm.
doll, or whatever, that probably may have a little voice recording or something like that, or don't even move.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of, like, dropping that money on maybe a prostitute or something like that? Like,
because, okay,
you might
but
as well,
guess
you,
what?
You might
right,
as well do that.
Okay, but guess what? Prostitutes, and I'm thinking, like I said, I'm thinking in that mind, prostitutes, oh, they have, you know, they'll think about all kinds of STDs. They done been with all these men. And I said, but my robot woman ain't been with nobody. My robot
what
woman is mine. That robot
okay.
woman is mine. I brought her. Guess what? You can't buy a human like that.
I bought her.
I brought her.
Wait a minute. So I can just imagine how our argument would go. James, you spilled my soda. What? What'd you say? Hey, listen, I bought you.
What
did I bought you. You're not going to talk back to me. Yo, come on, man.
And
like, listen. Yo, this is, there's so many things that can change.
Right,
like
you're right. But
then,
once
yo,
again,
then there'll be a new of law where freaking cops will be coming to your house like, are you beating up on your robot? Or we got to, you know, like domestic.
Are you beating
you
up
know,
on your robot?
Yeah.
Oh God. Yeah, but I mean, it's a
psychological.
But the thing. But that's the thing. It's just, like I said, it's a psychological thing that you have to, you know, on top of just being, you know, like I said, some people are just, like I said, we got to look at the other side. Some people are just freaks, okay? They probably got a real woman, but they want, guess what? Okay, let me give you another scenario. Okay, the guy got a girlfriend or whatever. Or let's switch it around. Okay, the female, she got her man. But guess what? They want to add a third party to the party. They can't really get no, you know, they, you know, like maybe her friends are not into that. Maybe, you know, she can't, you know, they don't want to go out and just get anybody. So, you know what? Let's get us a concu-droid. Don't ask me where I get that word from, but whatever.
I'm really not.
Let's get us one of these, you know, honey, you know, let's put our money together and let's get us, a sex robot. So this way when we want to add a third party to the party, we don't have to go outside. We ain't got to call nobody. We ain't got to, you know, be rejected with somebody be like, ew, that's nasty. We go right in the closet and get out and we do what we got to do.
I can picture it now. The robot is getting it in more than her boyfriend, and the boyfriend gets jealous. And he starts beating up on the rope. Him and the robot have a fight. And the relationship goes south.
Yeah, but
somebody
I'm just saying, but see, that's the thing. Dude, the robot gets stabbed.
Next thing you know,
I didn't kill her. The robot
exactly.
did.
Well, wait a minute. I see it now. We got Cherry. We got, you know, Cherry on now. But let me finish my point.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing?
But, yo, this is a gate opening for next thing you know, it'll be robot rights. Like somebody's gonna come up with this stuff for sex doll rights, and like there'll be rules where you can't, you know, beat your doll. You can only do certain acts, but like it's gonna
but
be crazy.
I'm just, okay, but I'm
somebody's
just saying, like,
come up
you
with
gotta
something.
Think. You gotta,
you know,
think about. I'm just saying.
In that supermarket.
But I'm just saying, you gotta think. Like, you gotta think of the bigger picture than just. I mean, like I said,
what's
me and you
picture?
And. You know, we may, you know, think that it's just like, oh, I ain't into that. But think of the people that are into it. And then, like I said, the psychological part of it. And like I said, if them two people, you know, if the two people want to add the party to the party, guess what? They don't have to worry about, oh, she going to be calling him more, or he going to be stalking her, or she going to be stalking the both of them. They don't have to be worried about that because she's in the closet.
He's going to be in his stalking. He's going to be in the closet. You got a damn big life size doll in the closet with
a
24-hour erection. There's a problem.
Unless it's like what's the movie Child's Play and the spirit get into it.
Yo,
that's
a different. You see what I'm saying? See, first of all, I don't like dolls, especially the little porcelain doll.
I like Chucky.
You cannot put me in a room. No, you can't even put me in a room with a Cabbage Patch. I do not like dolls. Okay,
I like
that's
cabbage.
Number one. No, I don't like dolls.
Either
not. I do not like dolls, no. So after Puppet Master, no, I don't like dolls. But anyway, my thing is, it could be a Chucky situation. You're damn right. Like,
yep.
What happened if the thing short circuit? What happened if the closet door? Listen, I don't trust none of that. All right, No. There should be no sex robot. Who's making this stuff up? Why are you making this stuff up? Why does there have to be an alternative? Listen, humans are made for humans. This is not the movie Surrogate with Bruce Willis. It's not one of these robots. It's not the Jetsons. Listen.
That's where they got it from.
Yeah, but listen, we have to stop. We're losing each other, man. We are losing each other. First is the emails, then it's the text messages, and now you want to start sleeping with robots. Next thing you know, people are just not going to be dealing with people anymore. People are going to go buy friends. Like, I'm going to go to, hey, I'm
going
to the store to go
pick
them up. Yeah, then they're going to put them in the car, and they're going to be driving around with the, like, listen, you got to do the work. You got to pick the damn robot up, literally. Pick the robot up and bring it with you everywhere. And it's like, oh, let's go on a date. And once again, you're talking back to the robot, and the robot's like, oh, okay. Like, you're looking crazy.
Well, that's what that man was doing on that show. He was dressing up the robot and putting you know, makeup on and hair and all that stuff, taking it outside.
Hot Rod, please. $58.91, Hot Rod, help me.
Well, yeah, Hot Rod.
So I have a question for the guys, right? If they have any guys that are listening, they want to call in.
1591. It's K-Dog. I'm sorry.
I got one question to ask. What type of batteries do these robots take? A batteries, double Ds, or 9-volt, whatever the hell it is? I mean, man, this is just crazy. I mean,
they plug them in. They charge you like you charge your cell phone.
Nah, because you know what? There's going to be some desperate dudes out there. You know, some dudes are mathy. They can't drink water. And they're going to need to get themselves one of those robots. Man, listen, they are going to be spending some mucho dinero on those bad boys. The real
Hey, wait, go ahead, Cherry. Go ahead, Cherry. I got it because I got to say something. This is out of control. Go ahead, Cherry.
Oh, I'm sorry for laughing, man, but damn.
This is out of control.
I guess my question is, if you buy this as a guy, would you be discussing this with your friends? Like, is that like you would talk about, like, you know, buying new Jordans or something? You proud of
Listen, hell no. Because you know why? Listen. To save my friendship, because my friends would look at me and say, what the hell is going on in your head? Like, man, are you that desperate that you had to go buy a robot? Listen, there are some guys out there, hey, to each his own. If you want to pay for this, if you want to pay for the cookies, go right ahead and pay for the cookies.
That's not cookies. That's not cookies. That's a rope. It's plastic.
But I'm just gonna get to it. I'm just gonna get to this.
That's nasty.
When you look at these people who go ahead and buy these robots, man, I just gotta ask one question. What the hell is it that you expect? Do you expect that robot to what? Okay, so when you sleep with a robot, what are you gonna do? Is it gonna piss or is it gonna
squirt?
Give you the R. Kelly.
If it's going to give you the R. Kelly, I mean, what the hell is going on here?
This is my problem. Listen, K-Dog, next thing you know, they're going to have robot babies, and then there's going to be child support for robots.
You do
then,
know when they have one that's pregnant, right? You know they have one that's pregnant. They have a sex doll that's pregnant.
But can I ask one question? How the hell could the robot get pregnant?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know if I can go on.
And I seen it the other day. Somebody had put it on Facebook. They had a pregnant sex doll. I said, what the hell is that?
A pregnant sex doll? Okay,
yes, it was
pregnant. A pregnant baby?
I don't know. But all I know, it had a big old stomach. And you know, it was like, it was pregnant. And I was like, where the hell did they get that? Who's making that one? Like, who the hell made that?
I don't know.
I said, Lord have mercy, this thing is getting out of hand.
No, but you know what? When he talks about that robot, I'm like, are you serious, man? A robot? How the hell is it that you're going to get a woman? You know, that's why these desperate dudes are going to be doing, man. I mean, hey, if once their money run out and they finish paying for all the stuff that they can get, they're going to be like, oh, man, I got to invest in a robot then. I don't need to pay for nothing. That's the sad part about it.
Yo, listen.
People.
This is sad. Yo. This is sad. This is sad.
No, this is a sad society we live in. Because, look, if you got to pay for what, you're going to get affection from a robot? Are you serious, man? You know, and you mentioned, I'm glad you mentioned about the Jetsons earlier. Yeah, some people are taking this to heart, man. I'm like, wow.
Yep. They got them a Rosie.
So wait a minute. Like, bing, bing. Could there be a possible robot rapes?
You know,
I'm just saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, could somebody rape your robot?
Lord.
Yeah, because you know what? You think it's not true. Somebody, listen, I hear it now. Oh, somebody took my robot. Somebody took out my robot and raped it. Come on, man.
Robot lives matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you. Robot lives matter.
Robot lives matter.
That's what's gonna happen, man. That is sad, man. It's sad and it's pitiful, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, well, like I said, you have to. I mean, it's sad and it's pitiful, but you have to look at the bigger picture of it. From a psychological standpoint of it, like I said, if it's a person
I think I'd have to go see a psychologist after this.
But I mean, a person that once again, if a person is never been, if they never know how to socialize, then that I guess that would
you
be an
option
for them.
You gonna start with a doll? How you
that would be an option for them because
my
goodness, Red.
I know
once
that.
Again, that's all right. How are we going to carry on a conversation?
But they got the ones that talk.
Situation.
Maybe he'll go in the store and say, you know what? I want the one that talks back to me. I don't want the one that doesn't talk. I want the one that's going to talk to me. They do. I just seen it, where they had the one that talks. She moves. She do all kinds of stuff. Listen, listen.
Does she make a sandwich?
Listen, if they made Baby Alive use the bathroom, they could make her use the bathroom.
My goodness.
Baby Alive would use the bathroom.
I ain't wiping no ass.
And I had one of those. And I had a Baby Alive, okay?
Yeah.
So my thing is, like, how do you hide her? Because unless you live by your, how do you explain her? You have, if you have kids, they come into the room. How do you explain her?
She said, look.
Well, think about this.
Let's go, like, you know, we all of age where we can go back to like the '70s with the blow up dolls. Remember those? The blow up dolls.
My goodness.
Yeah,
don't get us started.
That's all these robots are, is blow up dolls, but they just made them more human like.
Does the dog get any implants, or does the dog get any type of do they have a mechanical butt or something? I mean, really, I just want to ask. I just gotta ask questions because I'm curious.
You say what kind of, does she have any implants?
You have to. She's a robot. I guess they make them for whatever the person likes.
That's how they make them.
All right.
Do they deliver it to your house?
You know what's scary about it?
Grown men will be picking it up. They turn the thing in the back and they turn the key in the back and say, okay. There go your dog, sir.
So you got grown men that are playing with dolls and positioning them and doing all types of stuff that they just should be doing with a human, but they're doing it with a doll.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
Listen, like I said, to each his own, but there's a sickness to that. If you refuse to go out there and interact with other humans, and you rather just stay home and play with some plastic and metal, yeah, I feel there's something, there's something wrong with that. Yeah, there is a problem because you can't escape humanity. Like, we're here. You were born to be with people. You were born to be around people, associate among people. You weren't born to be, like, sleeping with robots. See, we're taking this thing a little bit too far. But they know somebody's going to pay for that.
They know somebody. They know somebody, the somebodies with S. They know a lot of somebodies that's going to buy it. They know that, you know.
And this is the rise of the machines. Skynet and all that stuff is here. Because now you might as well say goodbye to the human race then, man.
If that's all there is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Speaking with robots?
Yeah, well, that was the plan. Like I said, I think that's the plan going on anyway.
Listen,
you can see
I heard other women say, oh, well, at least he can keep a hard on. I said, he. It's not a he, it's a piece of plastic. You mean he? At least he can keep a hard on. I don't have to work.
But to me, that's kind of like, okay, that's all right, but I don't want to see something that's not going to look at me like a human. Like, I don't want to just, like, I don't get it. I can't because it's just like, ew. I don't want to. Like, it's not kissing me. It's not hugging me. It's not touching my arm. It's not doing anything. It's just
you gotta pose him. You gotta make these poses.
Right. I don't want to do that. Like you take a finger and put it on your nipple and then put one on the back of your head. You gotta do all of that. I don't want to. No. That's disgusting. No. Listen.
And then you smack him on the ass and tell him to go make you a sandwich.
Yeah,
but he can't do that. He can't make a sandwich.
See, that's what I'm saying. So once again, we have a problem.
If you walk into somebody's
man,
house,
oh man,
and they have this doll here, the first thing I think is what's wrong with them. And then I just start looking around like,
I'm not listening. Nah, I ain't even gonna wonder what's wrong with them. I'm gonna turn around and be like, yo, I forgot something outside.
Right?
Yo,
yeah, I'm out.
My dude. Yo, listen, man. I'd be like, yo, I'm gonna call you. Yeah, right. I'm gonna call
and then
you.
And then what's nasty? Okay, though. Then what's nasty is you'll probably have dudes that'll be calling other dudes over, be like, yo, you want to run a train?
Hell yeah.
On a dog. Oh my god.
Yo, my man, you want to ride it? Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Yo, my man. You stupid, yo, my man. You a ride the train.
Yeah.
And she ain't going to have no objection. She ain't going to say nothing. Just come on up. Oh, my God. That's terrible.
God damn.
That's
yo,
terrible.
That's what dudes are going to be doing, man. Especially dudes that have no life. Dudes that can't even. Imagine this. There are some guys
that
out
means,
there.
But that means you're just opening a way for them to not make a life. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
You're giving them an outlet. And you know what I'm saying? So they're
exactly.
like, oh, I don't have to go out into the world. I can stay in the house forever with my dog.
Mm-hmm.
And my dog and some batteries.
No, man. They're not even going to look at their
dog. I told you there's no batteries. You got to plug it in. You got to plug it like you do your cell phone. Ain't no batteries to that. What kind of batteries
oh
you going to have for that big ass dog? What kind of damn batteries is that? That's all
listen, I don't know, but that don't it just don't sound right. It morally it no. This can't be happening. This is not good. This is not we got an orange in the White House now this.
Yep.
Got an orange in the Oh God.
Don't get me started. Listen, he probably has one because you know I bet you his wife ain't even looking at him.
Mm. She probably got her own dog.
Right?
Hell yeah.
She probably got her own dog.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I don't know if I can continue with this. All right. Part two of the show. Like we just really just have to. I'm not trying to get used to the idea of dudes sleeping with robots or women sleeping with robots. You're not going to convince me that this is okay. I don't really care what anybody thinks. I mean, you're entitled to your own opinion, just like I'm entitled to mine. But I really don't think that we need to, like, life isn't that bad where you have to sleep with a damn machine. Like, you got to sleep with Rosie from the Jetsons. It's not that bad.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It really is. Like,
robot.
It hasn't gotten that bad.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
It hasn't gotten that bad. Yeah, it hasn't gotten that bad. So, part two of the show. Other topic. Trump and the GOP. Shut them down.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-oh.
What the hell is
going
on?
I've been crying about my W-2 for the last 3 weeks, and this is what they do now?
Man, listen. Look, Trump ain't doing. Come on. Why y'all always dumping on Trump?
Why y'all always dumping on Trump?
Well, because,
okay.
I mean, in an interview in 2011, he was talking big junk about Obama and the shutdown happened.
Yeah.
It's the president's fault, and this is that, and the third. So you have the president, you have the House, and you have Congress all controlled by Republicans, and it's a shutdown. Wow.
Yep. Let me tell you something. Washington is in a disarray.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been in a disarray since the election. It's been in a disarray since the inauguration of last year. I mean, the country right now, let me tell you, the United States have been laughed at before by other countries, but now we're like the sitcom that everyone loves to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, because they sit
happen?
Back saying, look at this, and look at this. They got this dude, and now everybody's sleeping with dogs. Look at that. It's just going down.
The joke is on.
America.
Now the joke
America.
Is on us.
Yeah, don't go to that country. They got nothing but they got Trump and dolls. Yeah.
And you know what? They got Trump and dolls. Now you know I'm telling you, man, this whole doll thing, you know, I'm sorry if I'm still on it, but listen, I can't talk about the Trump orange boy, but listen, the country right now, it's all jacked up. It's all jacked up. Right now, it is worse. People are definitely looking at us like, what the hell is wrong with you guys? Wow, you guys, what? Did you guys see him in the White House?
Things that he be saying is just, like, ridiculous with him. Like, I heard him, I heard a piece of something that he said something about baby. I don't remember exactly what he said, but he said something about babies born 9 months and that got to stop. Like, please clear that up for me, because I don't know what the hell.
Yeah,
I don't know what the hell
he was talking
saying.
About how he was talking about how here women are allowed to get late term abortions, and he doesn't like the fact that, and that's the only thing I could ever agree with him about. The fact that no woman should have a late term, like it shouldn't be 8 months or 9 months and you want to have an abortion. No.
Okay.
That's foolish.
Okay.
You can't do that.
That's foolish.
Okay. All right. Maybe that made sense, because I caught a piece of it, but you know, that's the thing with things when you see it on like Facebook or any type of other social media. It's like, they put out certain parts, but you have to like get the whole thing before you.
The thing was, in his speech, he said he made reference to men and women trying to have late-term abortions. And we all know men can't get pregnant, so what is he talking about? So that's what they were saying. He was like,
I don't know, maybe
who are trying to have late.
That's what I'm saying.
Sherry, maybe maybe there's something going on that we don't know about.
The robots.
Yeah, if they got robots and they got pregnant robots, sex dolls, you never know what else they got popping off.
That's
you
true.
Never know.
You got that right.
No, they got robots.
Like, I'm scared.
I'm telling you, man.
Don't eat the ice cream.
Don't eat the ice cream, man. Because you know what? That ice cream could be something else, man.
Don't drink the milk and boil.
That's what I was just about to say, Red. Take it back a little rascal. Don't drink
that's
the milk.
Right.
Yep.
Don't
drink
the milk. It's
spoiled.
Spoiled.
Because I'm telling you, this dude is probably, this idiot is probably sleeping with one of those dogs, man, with one of those robots, man. I mean,
and the robot is telling him, we're going to take over. And you're going to love it.
But you know what? No, I just thought of something.
Shut down the government.
And you know what else? Come on, man. This is someone who struck out with Stormy Daniels. Come on, man. Can't even keep it up for a second. So, you know, what the hell?
Well, my thing is this. All right. This government shut down. How is this going to affect everyone? How is it going to affect everybody?
Because guess what?
Affecting my jet.
Certain workers are not going to be getting paid. Some people are not going to see their paychecks.
Yep.
This is the worst. This is terrible. And
Congress
people,
still getting paid, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, of course they're going to still get paid.
But you
why?
Know what? It's
they
a shame
the government shut down. They ain't working.
Yeah, and you know what? It's like, I hope that people could see what's going on in Washington, because yes, did it happen under Obama? Yes, because you know what? Remember, the Republicans, once they won the House and the Senate, their top political goal, they did the shutdown because you know why? They wanted him out of office.
Well, he was trying to make
and
him look
now,
stupid, and I'm sure it backfired.
Yeah, backfired. Mm-hmm. They tried to hit Obama, but then after, now with this guy in office, what it's doing is that they're basically throwing it in the American people's face. Like, what the hell should we care about you for?
Well, I think, you know, we have to give him credit for some stuff. Like, I was reading that he has managed to unite North and South Korea. So now,
oh my goodness.
Uniting them against
exactly.
they're gonna turn on.
Now they're meeting and they're discussing how they're going to be at the Olympics, united under one flag as they walk out.
Oh my goodness!
Well, there you go. Who else? He's going to throw Russia in there, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about Russia.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, he's doing a lot
gracious.
Of good for us.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and on top of that, man, listen, look. With all the things that are going on right now in this country, all we could do is laugh because, you know what, we need laughter. Because,
oh, yeah, we got to laugh. Got to laugh.
Because
so
it's a mess.
I mean,
the government shut down. Yeah, immigration reform. And they may, and you know what, it's all about this. Oh, certain people, whatever happened, certain people are not welcome here. Whatever happened to give me a tired, give me a liberty, give me a
mm-hmm.
Whatever happened.
Oh, that went out the window. That went out the window.
Oh,
yeah, but
well,
how can it go out the window? Like this has been said all the time. So then it's like, what happened to it? Why is that out the window now?
Oh, well, dig this. I'm going to tell you why. Because, listen, you have someone in the White House who wants to build a wall to keep certain people out. You have someone in the White House who put a ban on 7 Muslim countries. You have someone in the White House who is seeking to take away visas from certain people living here. Now, it's like America, it's like right now, you know.
In other words, Americans, immigrants are no longer welcome.
In other words, no, but you know what? Certain immigrants are welcomed here. You know what immigrants are welcomed here? Those who come from the countries that are mostly white. Excuse me for using the racial talk, but I'm just telling it like it is.
Well, that's the truth. That's the
truth.
No excuse in that. That's true.
So they're saying right now the government is shut down because of they're trying to negotiate part of it, right? And the part of it is the DACA, which has to do with the immigration laws, and then the other part has to do with funding the wall. Pretty much,
you gotta be kidding me. Yeah.
Pretty much, I think they're trying to do is put into the bill that the wall, they're going to give, what is it, 27 point something million dollars to build the wall? Or 27 point, I don't know what the dollar figure is, but it's in the millions, around 27. I thought when he came in here, he said that Mexico was paying for the wall.
Exactly.
Mexico ain't paying for that.
Exactly.
They not you taking please.
So quick.
They ain't gonna pay for that. Yeah, but then that's
Mexico,
my thing.
Oh,
like, okay,
wait.
They shutting the whole government down because they want to put that into play. Like, where's like? So this is where my money's going to.
Yeah.
Then where my money going to? I'd rather give it to Fannie Mae than to them.
Well, my thing is this. All right, so you build the wall. Who's the wall gonna stop?
The
wall is not
going to
stop.
No,
exactly. Listen, first of all, it's not. Listen, not to sound
that
disrespectful
crap is ridiculous.
Or anything. I hope not. But listen, them Mexicans are crafty. They crafty. They ain't slipping a day in their life. They know how to make something out of nothing.
That's
and if you
right.
really think you're going to stop
right.
them, listen. When there's a will. There's a way. That's what my mama always told me.
They're
going to
come
me.
In regardless.
So they're going to come in regardless. And matter of fact, unless you're going to build a wall around the whole United States, they're going to get in through another way.
Right.
They're going to get in another way. So what's
the last
purpose
time
of
a wall was built was when?
Wasting tax money on building a wall.
What was that?
You going to waste our money on a wall? What is a wall going to do?
Are you serious?
Nothing.
Who was that built the wall and they broke that wall down? Who was it?
With
the Kremlin
wall?
Yeah.
The Berlin Wall, right?
Yeah, the Berlin Wall. I couldn't think of it. The Berlin Wall, like the last time a wall broke was the Berlin Wall. Like, they broke that down after a while. Like, what
exactly.
are you doing, sir?
Yeah, exactly.
God.
That's
going to
be nothing but a waste of money.
I can't take listening to him. Like,
no,
I can't. Like, I try, but I can't listen to him because he just, like, he makes my head hurt. I get aggravated listening to him.
And you know what's scary? And you know what's scary, Big Red? We have people, and what's sad is that we have the likes of us who support him.
Yeah, I know. Whew. I don't know.
Because yesterday while I was watching... I was watching AM Joy with Joy Ann Reed. And they were talking about the march. They were talking about the women's march yesterday. And some of them who were marching, they said they saw a few pro-Trump marchers. And guess what? There were people of color in it too. In fact, Brother B, you know, we have that annoying character that calls the Absolute Truth Show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. No, he and I go at it, but then after, I was like, listen, I chose to go silent because, listen, look, I mean, really, this is serious. When it comes to the
people like that, he's an agitator. That dude calls in.
Yeah.
He's an agitator. I think he's part of. He's probably some secret society for Trump or something like
that. Yeah.
I don't know, and I don't really care. My whole thing is this: everybody has their freedom to choose whatever. But you know what? If you want to be stupid, be stupid. To our people who really think that this dude is in office that's going to do something for us, listen. Stop looking for somebody to do something for you. Get up off your ass
and do
it for yourself.
Exactly.
That's just that.
But I'm looking for somebody
to save the day for you.
That was the same thing. Come on, man. Listen, look, these are the same cats that were talking for the 8 years of President Obama that, oh, President Obama ain't doing nothing for us. What the hell did you want President Obama to do for you?
They wanted a handout. And my thing is this. You know what? This guy build a wall and throw your dumb ass over it. So, yeah, get over it.
Oh, well.
Over it.
Yeah, I think.
Throw you right over it. Listen, didn't that dude that was in this country for 30 years and then turn around and get deported? He was a Trump supporter. Look what happened.
Yeah.
Think it can't happen to you. What you going to say, Cherry?
I was going to say, I think there's a big racial aspect to it, but what these people are not realizing, it's not just a color thing with him. It's really finances.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have middle-class white people that are supporting him, and they're going to get screwed big time.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
We're already used to, you know, we kind of know what's coming, and we're
preparing.
That's
right.
they have no idea.
But this is what it is. They use
the sugar
white
water
privilege.
And mayonnaise sandwiches
they use,
ready.
They use the white privilege to think that, oh, that he's going to be with us because we're white. Wrong.
Yes.
Yep.
He doesn't look at you as white.
He's
going to
be with the rich.
Yep, absolutely.
At the end of the day, if you don't have money, you might as well join our club because
yep, exactly.
You are going to get the same treatment.
Going to get the shaft.
and no, you can't have none of my bread to make your mayonnaise sandwich. Nope.
Yep.
So that's what's going to
you know,
be sugar
water
majority, and mayonnaise sandwich.
When you look
very
at
much.
The majority of all the welfare recipients, who do you see collecting more welfare?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what?
Put that out there.
But it's a class thing. It's about the haves and the have-nots. And you
it's
know what? It doesn't matter. Yep.
It definitely is a class thing, and it's definitely that they're not. I think the people. I'm even thinking at my job how when Trump was running, the comments that people started feeling comfortable coming out and saying. And then I winded up, I was injured, I had to leave, I came back, all those people were gone. They had lost their job. And I was like, oh, you know, you voted them in, don't get angry now.
Right, exactly. They
had to make cuts, and since my check was lower than yours anyway, they took the big wiggies and cut you out, and now you got to start all over from the beginning and dig up. So I think you've seen a lot of that. You've seen a lot of
yes,
the,
you do. And people are becoming more bold.
Mm-hmm.
People are becoming more bold with their bias.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Don't get too bold. Don't get too bold. Get your ass kicked.
Right.
Too bold, man.
Absolutely.
And you know what?
Absolutely.
You know what? These days, and you know, when you look at it, everyone's saying, oh, make America great again. In what ways is it making America great again? Like that agitator that called the Absolute Truth Show said, oh, he could take America back into the 1950s. The 1950s, it wasn't all rock and roll. There was a lot of issues that were going on in the 50s that people really swept under the rug.
Right.
Yeah, well, they're sweeping a lot of stuff under the rug now. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that he's doing. Listen, don't nobody hear about Russia no more. Ain't nobody talking about the probe. Ain't nobody talking about him, you know, the election. Nobody's talking about that stuff now. They're too busy talking about everything
all of this, Because you know what?
It's a distraction, of course. But my thing is, it's not worth it. You're going to have people that are basically not coming to work tomorrow. There's an uncertainty. Yep. Listen, your landlord or your bill collectors don't want to hear, oh, well, there was a government shutdown. Well, listen, your apartment ain't shut down. You need to pay for it. They don't want to hear that. Or your mortgage need to get paid for.
The bank
ain't shut down. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to hear that. And the sad part is these jokers are playing politics with people's lives.
Yep.
There's certain aspects of the military that are shut down also. They're not getting paid. I know personally I'm trying to get a passport. I will not be getting one until the government opens back up. You know, it's little things that you have. I think they have, like, the child health care that they offer. I believe that's affected while the government is shut down. There's a lot of things that are affecting people. And they're going to find out come Monday.
They sure are.
But what's crazy is they're going to still get paid.
Well, they're getting paid while they negotiate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're still getting paid. All these people making these bad decisions for the rest of the country are still getting paid. I think their salary should be cut, too. I don't think they should get paid either. But, you know, that in the real world, you know.
That's not going to happen.
Of course not. It sounds nice, but it's not when you're not
receiving that paycheck, you know what that does to you? That strikes a nerve, and it's a nerve that you don't want.
Yeah, well, it can turn you into something. And once again, to the people who think they can say it, you can't say it. Oh, this is Obama's fault. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to run with you on that. This is Obama's fault because he couldn't get a third term. Yeah, this is Obama's fault. He had to leave office. That's why, this is his fault. We blame Obama. He didn't fight for a third term. That's only the best way I can put it. Because you can't blame on the man. That's why the man is quiet and he's not saying nothing. Listen, you voted the jackass in the office. Now you deal with it.
Now, this is only year one. Obama's doing that now?
Right.
You know what President Obama's doing right now? You know what he's doing? Mr. President Obama, he's chilling and he's laughing. He's like, yeah. And y'all saying that I was a terrible president? You're saying that I did nothing? You're saying that I didn't care about the people?
Now you're really going to see who don't care about the people.
That's right.
This is only year one. We have
three more years.
I'm feeling like the whole agenda is just to undo everything that has been done in the last 8 years. But there's nothing to replace it. It's not like you're coming in with a good idea. You're just saying, oh, I don't like that he did this. Let me just mess it up.
And the thing is, what are you going to do to replace it? You're not doing anything to replace it. I don't think he even has any ideas. Like I said, they just said, you know, we're going to let him run and do whatever he wanted to do. I don't think he has any ideas. I don't even think he has a plan or anything.
But you know what else I'm going to say? I'm going to say something that I said all along, and Brother B heard me say this. I've said this on the Absolute Truth Show, and I've said this on many occasions to many people who I've spoken to. Brother B, I even spoke to you on the phone about this. America, take a good look at what you did, because you know why? Let's not forget that in last year's election, 46% of Americans stayed home on election day.
Oh, well,
46% of Americans.
All right, so this is my only thing with the election.
You're going to take it out, Joe, because we got 60 seconds left, so go ahead.
Oh, no, close it out. Don't worry about it.
No, you was about to go into it. Hurry up.
No, it's going to take more than 50.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, this has been interesting. You know, don't get any sex dolls in between now and next Sunday. But another episode of The Can. K Dog, Big Red, Terry. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. It's been real.
Catch you next week. Another episode.
Good night,
of The
everyone.
Can.
Good night. Later, guys.
Later.
No sex dolls. Sex dolls don't matter. Sex dolls. Sex dolls' lives don't matter.
Oh, damn. Let's go. Go matter. My goodness.
And battery prices going to go up. I don't like no cabbage patch.